Blog Talk Radio.
Diego?
Yeah, sorry, I had it on mute.
Oh, no problem at all. It happens to all of us at one time or another. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, Jana.
Thanks.
Who else we got?
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome on the call. Sylvia, thank you very much, as always, to welcome everybody on the call. And this is the call that you'll absolutely enjoy. It will either move you on or make you mad. I promise this is going to be a fantastic call. This is one that you'll be talking about for a while. But when we talk about moving to the next level, you know, our leadership has moved to the next level. Team and spirit leadership has moved to the next level. And that's how it happens. You know, leadership, the best form of leadership is leadership by example, getting outside your comfort zone, doing something new, leading by example and showing what can be done if you're prepared to sit down and say, okay, I can do this. And Freddie and Terrell in Minifield started off the week. You know, they have already done one of these calls in the morning for us. They did a second call for us just to start off the week last week, and what a fantastic job that they did. Gina and George and Charles and Christy on Tuesday morning did another brilliant, fantastic, outstanding call. Duran Barnes, Dennis Norquist, James Stewart, and Doug McGuinn. And if you looked on Facebook, and so many different messages came in on Facebook on each person just recognizing and talking about what they have done, team and spirit is alive and strong. You know, we say to this, faith without works is dead. And we could see so many of the leaders, particularly the Diamonds, recognizing one another, sending one another messages, sending one another voicemails, sending one another emails, putting messages up on one another's wall. And you could see all of those. And it just warmed my heart as I traveled throughout the country to go online and look at those. And it gave me energy, gave me enthusiasm, created excitement, and I needed it. You know, every day last week, you know, I was in a different city, in a different state. And I can honestly tell you that I truly had every day, days that were 19 and 20 hours. You know, there wasn't one night that I slept more than 4 hours, but yet I was filled full of encouragement, filled full of hope, because it was a generative energy. It felt so productive. It felt so important. It felt so exciting because I was around leaders that were moving themselves to the next level, moving their teams to the next level and making it happen. And that's where this call came from. You know, as I traveled around the country, I was reading a book called Go for the Magic by Pat Williams. And it was a great book, or is a great book. And even though I was having days that were that long, every time that I went to bed, I always took the time to read 10 pages. I always took the time to review my goals. I always took the time to review the day that I just had. I always took the time to review the day that I was going to have. And I always took the time to ask myself the question, what is it that I learned today? And many times I didn't just write down one thing. I wrote down a handful of things. And it truly was a productive week that I feel proud of, to be part of, and to work together with partners like those of you that are on the call. And one of the lines that I love from the book that I was reading, I want you to write this down. The remorse of yesterday, the dread of tomorrow, the remorse of yesterday and the dread of tomorrow will drag you down. This is what I loved. Yesterday is not a day of the week, and neither is someday. It is so interesting that you can see the leaders that are on. Those are words that they use to describe things that are happened, but not things that they're going to do. I love the fact that they're making things happen. One of the other great points that I read in this book is that time equals life, and life equals time. Time equals life, and life equals time. You know, the reality is for every single one of us, we do not pay for anything with money. We actually pay with time. You know, I heard so many of you talking about the goals, dreams, and aspirations that you have. Why? Because I got to interview you for a DVD. And as part of that interview process, you know, I would speak to at least 10 people in every city. And you would share with me your goals, dreams, and aspirations. I would go to an event that night, and I would hear people share more goals, dreams, and aspirations. I did the presentation in every single city, so I interacted with everybody there, and we talked about our dream circle. After the event, I talked to more people. And we also talked about going to Dallas and why you wanted to make it happen. And everybody was sharing their goals, dreams, and aspirations. And I would ask the question, when do you believe you're going to bring that into being? And you would share with me the time it will take to make that happen. Understand that it takes us time to make it all happen. We do not pay with money. You know, a lot of you said, in 5 years, I'll have enough money to make that happen. In 5 years, I'll be financially free. Some of you said, in 2 years, I'll be financially free. I'll have freedom. I'll be debt-free. I'll have that vacation home. I'll be driving that car. My children will be going to that school. Whatever it is that you shared with me, which we truly understood that it was going to take effort, but it was also going to take time. No one really just talked about the money. So the phrase that we talked about, spending time, is not just a metaphor. It is exactly how life works. You know, each one of us has a finite number of time. Each one of us has a finite number of heartbeats. Each one of us has a finite number of seconds, number of minutes, number of hours, number of years in our life. And when they're gone, they are gone. When time runs out, life is up. So why are some of us nonchalant? Why are some of us take it for granted? Why do some of us with ease share the phrase, oh, I'm just marking time. Oh, I'm just killing time. When we waste time, we're wasting life. When we kill time, we're killing our own life. It's the precious life. It's the precious commodity that we have. Let's look at it another way. I love this analogy that I read, but it truly helped make the point. Listen to this. Imagine you woke up this morning, and right on the front page of the newspaper that you had, or a magazine that you were browsing, or the TV that you were watching, or the newspaper that you were reading, or the children that you were speaking with, or somebody at the water cooler shared with you and said, it's amazing. Your bank have got this amazing offer that they're doing. They're saying that when you wake up tomorrow morning, when you woke up this morning, that there was $86,400 put into your bank account. And it's going to be there every single morning, but there's one catch. Whatever you fail to spend at the end of the day, the bank is going to take out. So what are you going to do this morning when you woke up and you hear this, you'll go, wow, I didn't know it, but there's $86,400 right in my bank account right now. What am I going to do? I'm going to take out every single nickel of it from my account. I'm going to spend it wisely. I'm going to invest it. I'm going to move through my day with excitement, with enthusiasm, with the knowledge that every second has value. I'm going to move through the day and spend. I'm going to move through the day and invest. I'm going to move through the day and make the best of this $86,400 because I don't want to give any of it back to the bank. The amazing thing about life is this, is that that deal has already been given to every single one of us. Every day has 86,400 seconds within us. When the end of the day comes, those seconds are all gone. What did every one of us do with them? Did we spend them or did we waste them? Did we invest that time or did we mark time? Did we use them wisely or did we just simply kill time? You know, some of us take it and we accomplish our goals, we exercise, we do all the things that are important to us and we make life happen for ourselves. And some of us did nothing with it at all. When you think about those seconds in that way, it helps you truly understand the precious gift that we have every day. I love in this book when I read that there are two enemies of now, two mortal enemies of now, two enemies that really do kill now, and they kill the future that we're going to have. One is called procrastination, and the other is called it waiting just for the right moment. Let's look at procrastination. You know, I love the way he put it. He said, Richard L. Evans said it so beautifully. The tragedy of life is not that life ends too soon, but that we wait too long to begin it. Think about that. The tragedy of life is not that it ends too soon, but that we wait too long to begin it. How many of us are doing that? You know, but I can't get it done today. You know, I've got far too many priorities. I've got far too many emergencies, too many crises, too many interruptions in my life. I want to get it done today, but there aren't enough hours in the day. Wrong. Not true. That's a lie. You know, the fact is you have just as many hours in your day as the next person does. And everybody has priorities. Everybody has emergencies. Everybody has crisis. Everybody has interruptions. But some people rise above those hindrances and still accomplish their goals and still make their dreams come true. How do they do it? It's not a question of many hours you have in the day, but it's how much desire you have to accomplish your goals. How badly do you want it? If your dream is really important to you, you'll make it a priority. You'll treat it as an emergency. You'll make it as if you'll make it more important than all those other crises, emergencies, and interruptions. You'll figure out a way to make it happen. Now, you may listen to this and you may be getting mad. You may feel like screaming at me. You may feel like saying, no, you know what? You don't know my situation. The reality is everybody's got situations. Everybody's got challenges. Everybody's got a life. The only thing that differs is the details. What makes us mad to hear so often is the truth about ourselves. That's denial. You know, when you get defensive, what you're really many times hearing is the truth. We want to take responsibility and understand that we do have the same opportunity as everybody else. The difference between us and them is not the number of hours in the day. It's what we choose to make a priority, what we choose to invest that precious time with, what we choose to make happen. So many of us are just out there procrastinating. So many of us are not creating the priorities that are going to make a difference. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. Just do it right now. But what's the second thing? Procrastination is one, but waiting for the right moment is another. I love what he wrote about waiting for the right moment. People are always looking for the right time, for the perfect place to write that perfect book, to get started with that goal, to get fit, to start eating better, to start walking, to send that letter to their mother, to their father, to tell that person that they love them. They're always looking for the perfect sunshine, for the perfect beach, for the perfect opportunity, whatever it is that you're looking, that you decide that that's perfection. But that's another way to procrastinate. It's just waiting for the right moment. It's just a great way to put it off. It's just a great justification. The reality is when you look through history, when you look through all the great achievements in time, you will realize that they were largely created in times that were cold, cramped, dying, damp, and in places that when you looked at them were not spectacular. You know, I love the example that he gives. He says the birth of Christ looked like that. It took place in a stable. Many people might describe it as a smelly stable. Many people might describe it as an inauspicious place. Many people have described it as, wow, that was not a space, a place, or time befitting the birth of Jesus Christ. But when you understand it, that great dreams are dreamt in ordinary pillows, when you understand that great opportunities just take place when they're ready, opportunity doesn't have any desire to say to you, is it perfect right now? Are you ready right now? Opportunity knocks when opportunity is ready. And great people understand to take advantage of it. So today, make a decision. I'm not going to procrastinate. I understand that the tragedy of life is not that it ends too soon, but that we wait so long to begin it. We all understand that we have emergencies, crises, and challenges in our lives, but those that are going to succeed are the ones who rise above it. Those are the ones who make their desire, their dreams a priority. What are you going to make a priority in your life today? We can get it done. We can make it happen. We don't need to wait for the right moment. We can make it happen today. We can book a tasting. We can do a tasting. We can follow up from a tasting. We can do it for ourselves or do it for a team. Make that decision and do it now. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why? Because you deserve it, and you know you deserve it, and you show God that you understand it by doing it and starting it today. God doesn't play favorites. He didn't give somebody else 25 hours, somebody else 26 hours, somebody else 28 hours in the day. He gave us all 24 hours in the day. He gave us all 86,400 seconds in the day. He gave vision for our lives not to frustrate us, but to realize that we can do it. We have the energy and desire. We can do it. Go out there and make it happen. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Do it today. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today because you deserve it. Prove it to yourself, prove it to your God, and prove it to other people. Start right now. We love every single one of you and look forward to speaking with all of you on the call tomorrow. Cheers, everybody. God bless and have a great day.
You know, one of the things that Garrett just said that just totally I've got to agree with is Jim, I don't know how many times I've heard people say, Troy, I don't have the time. There's life's gotten in the way. I'm going to get back to building my business, you know. And I laugh. I even had an instant message just a second ago from a guy saying, I don't know how you do it. And it's like you commit to doing it. I found very few people in life that in the last 15 years have gone through what I've gone through in my personal life and in business life, and yet have still come up on top because I never let that keep us back. We worked longer hours. We focused where we needed to focus. We prioritized. You know, how many times, what would happen if one of your students said that? If they came to you and said, oh, Jimmy, I just don't have time, sir, to do that part of the test or to do that homework or whatever you give them on those chopper rides, about how far would they get through that course?
Probably not very far at all, Troy, because the truth is we would help them to find a career field that was more suited to their time management. And, you know, it's funny that you ask that, because this weekend, John Hansis and I spent a lot of time doing some videos, one of which you've already seen, and it was inspired by Garrett asking us to do some stuff for the team, and we actually knocked out probably, what, Johnny, close to 6 or 7 of them when everything was all said and done?
Yeah, pretty much. And with all the tapes, footage, and everything like that, there's easily 6, possibly 7. I'm working on one as we speak. Hey, Troy, how you been? Sorry I haven't talked to you for a while.
Dude, it's good to hear your voice, bro.
It's great to hear your guys' voice. You have no idea. So, yeah, everything seems to be going great. And I don't know, what's the next step in our process here, Jimmy? What else are we going to make?
Well, the reason I'm bringing this up about the videos, it goes hand in hand with what Garrett was just saying about people not having time. You know, everybody leads a busy lifestyle. Every single person can find excuses why they don't have time for one reason or another. It's a matter of making time for the things that are important to you. And one of the biggest things, you know, I talked about in one of the videos that we did this weekend, in fact, is the difference between part-time business builders and sometime business builders.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge difference between part-time builders and sometime business builders. Almost every person who's ever become successful in this industry started their business part-time. They had a full-time job that they needed to have in order to maintain the lifestyle that they had, and they didn't have, you know, 60 hours a week to invest into being full-time and being running around the country like what Garrett's doing. And quite honestly, you know, Jim Rohn says it best. If you're full-time in this industry, then by George, you better have a full-time income from this industry.
Right.
You know? Because otherwise, you know, people are going to look at you and they're going to think, well, if I can make this kind of money in my part-time and you're full-time, well, then are you really full-time? And the reason I'm bringing this up, I got sidetracked there for a second, but the difference between part-time and sometime comes down to one word. Scheduling. Because if we schedule time, then it becomes part-time. If we do it when we think about it, you know, when the opportunity arises to talk to somebody that just magically presents themselves in front of us, you know, that's sometime. And you can't build a business sometime. You know, there's an age-old expression, Troy, and I know you've blogged about this, you've talked about this on a lot of things that you've done as well. If you treat your business like a hobby, it will cost you like a hobby.
Yep.
If you treat your business like a business, it will grow and reward you like a business. But ironically, you know, almost everybody that goes into business for themselves, I was interviewing a young lady on Friday morning, and one of the things that she was telling me about was the business plan that she had to lay out, you know, which was a 5-year plan, and the amount of money that they needed to invest in their business to get started and everything. And I thought about that, and I thought to myself, you know, ironically, 9 out of 10 people, maybe more, that come into the home-based business industry, they don't have a plan. And they don't take the time to sit down and learn a plan from someone on their team. You know, we've got an absolutely phenomenal tool called a success guide in our company that was based on John Maxwell's books. It's help me out here, Troy.
Developing the Leader Within You. Developing the leader within you and developing the leader around you.
Exactly. Okay. 4 chapters on developing your business and 4 chapters on developing the people that you bring into the business's business and helping to get them started. It's not just in paper. It's also in CD. So the person who says, well, I don't have the time, who doesn't have the desire to stick that CD in and listen to 1 chapter of it while they're driving to work instead of listening to the news or something else, you know, who are they really kidding? It's not that they don't have the time. It's simply that they're not making time.
Well, you know, you hit something right there, Jimmy. I got to say something here because you're talking about success guides. You're talking about business plans, and I want people to understand your business plan doesn't have to be some elaborate, you procrastinate and take 40 years to create it. If you're in your business and you don't have a success side, all you got to do is get out a notebook and on 1 page you can write down the following answers and this becomes your business plan. How many times am I going to pick up the phone and make calls today? How many appointments am I going to set? How many people am I going to give a presentation to? And how many people am I going to bring into my business today? Those questions, those answers right there is the basis of what will become a very successful business plan. And it's just like you're saying, Jimmy, if they don't do anything, then it's a hobby. And if the IRS ever looks at them and says, why are you calling this a business? They're going to have to look back with a dazed look and say, I don't know, because it's not a business. It is a hobby. And if you treat, I tell you what, if people treat their relationships the way they do their business sometimes, it is no wonder that the divorce rate in America is as high as it is today because they're treating it as a spare time thing too. They're not qualifying and putting the energy in it that it makes to succeed.
Wow. That's, you know what, my friend? That could very well be what you just said, one of the main reasons why the stats are so elusive. You know, you and I had a conversation a week or so ago about the idea of the elusive stats and how misleading they are about people failing in this industry.
Absolutely.
Share with our listeners what the real stats are about this industry.
You know, and this is the thing, people. You got to understand that when it comes to the stats, 87.9% of the people in this business are part-time, just straight-up part-time people looking to earn a part-time or, let's be realistic here, a spare-time income. They're not looking to create a full-time income. They're not looking to create a 6 or even 7-figure income. But of those that are, out of that 89.7%, the ones that are left, 29% of those actually will earn a full-time income. Now let me back up a second, because let me tell you what a part-time income is. Because if you've got 87.9% of people and they're part-time, what's that mean, Troy? That means that those people on average are making $2,500 a year, right around the $250 mark. Now, that's not bad part-time income. That pays for the auto ship, which the average auto ship is about $100 in this business. It puts a little bit of money in for marketing. You know, it pays for shipping. That's all it is. So it's not failure, Jimmy. It's just part-time income. But the real money, those people that qualify themselves and say, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to bust my butt, they will make a six- and seven-figure income. 8% of the people in network marketing as a whole make seven-figure incomes. Now, 8% may be small, but when you look at the average number, what, there's like 15 million people in America alone. There's like 23 million worldwide that are in network marketing. You take that 8%, and that's a high number of people. This industry literally has made more millionaires than any other industry in the world, and I would challenge anybody to show me another industry, even the tech industry, that has created sustainable net worths. I'm not talking about cash flow, net worth of seven figures like network marketing has. If you really want a industry that's good, it's this one. Jack Zufelt on Saturday on Tommy's show just stated that insurance has a higher attrition rate than network marketing. If you really want to take your life, not just your lifestyle, but your life to a new level, network marketing can do it. If you want to interview people like Jim did last Friday, sitting in a coffee shop like I do on a regular basis down here in coffee shops, then all you have to do is say, I'm going to take 2 or 3 hours a week. Because one of the other stats that I find so entertaining is that the people in this business that make six and seven-figure incomes work on an average of 20 hours a week. Show me another industry where a person making that kind of money, building that kind of life, leaving that kind of legacy, can work 20 hours or less on their business and sustain that type of income. Jimmy, my wife busts her butt when she writes a book, and I mean, she'll go from sun up to sundown when she's on a timeline. And I look at that and I think, wow, that's a long time. But you know what? When we average it out, it's about 20 to 30 hours a week for her to sustain that income. The difference is her royalties aren't near what my residual income is in network marketing in the beginning. Now, it's getting up there now, but in the beginning. So this is the greatest profession in the world if people will treat it as a profession and not a hobby. Man, I love hobby. I love making furniture and playing, but you know what? It don't bring me in a lot of money. It's just something I enjoy to do. So you either got to do it right or don't do it at all.
Troy, what about this you know, nonsensical, elusive stat that says that 97% of the people in this industry are failing, but yet the industry across the board has taken on such a phenomenal growth rate over the past 10 years? How can those two stats even live in the same house together?
Well, you got to look at the fact there's people out there that have not made it in network marketing. Some of them actually run websites that tell you network marketing is a pyramid scheme. But when you've got a company, let's use Amway. Let's just use one company out here as a whole. They have over $8 billion a year that comes in revenue. They have 5 million customers worldwide. They have 1 million distributors worldwide. Half of those are within the United States. Now, when you look at that, here's a company doing $8 billion a year. 3 years ago, they were doing $6 billion a year. That's growth. That's not attrition. That's pure growth. If you look at Avon has like, I don't know what it is now, 2 or 3 million little girls and guys that go around door to door. They do $12 billion in sales a year. There is no such thing as failure. You cannot continue to grow. If you look at the 10-year track record in this industry is like a 5% growth rate. If you're growing at 5%, you cannot be failing at 97%. You would literally be watching this industry go backwards in sales, and that's not happening. We are growing at a nice, steady pace. Some years are better than others. Right now, this year, We're like plateaued, except here's what we're seeing. There's some huge pockets of activity where companies are merging and new companies are launching. And Jimmy, I don't know, I probably should get excited about this industry, and I'm going to try to do that so people know that I'm not working it in my spare time.
Oh, man. You know, the reason I ask you those questions is because so many people hear that there's a 97% failure in network marketing, yet like you were talking about, Jack Zufelt, who's one of the premier speakers on the subject of motivation, in this country today. You know, when you bring up the fact that more people fail in insurance, you know, the truth of the matter is more people fail at learning how to play golf. More people fail at, you know, getting into shape. More people fail at quitting smoking than anybody can even possibly imagine. But yet, when somebody comes in and they're dissatisfied with their own results in our industry, they blame it on failure. They don't blame it on the reflection staring back at them in the mirror and say they didn't do what was needed to be done. Today, they quit because they failed to seize the power of today, like what Garrett was talking about. You know, that 86,400 seconds that we all get at the beginning of every day, and we get to choose how to invest that time. You know, anybody that knows me knows that I preach literally from the bully pulpit on the fact that time is our only irreplaceable commodity in the universe. And folks, you know, if you're not investing time in other people, then you might as well be wasting time, period.
That's it. You nailed it on the head. And folks, we want to thank you for being on Radio for Your Mind. This is where we give those leadership tidbits to be able to get you through your day. Johnny, it was good to hear your voice today. Everyone, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, Radio for Your Mind. Have a fantastic day.
Bye, everybody. God bless.
I miss talking to you guys, too.